This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Although Peabody Energy Corporation posted a loss of over $77 million for the first quarter of 2021, the Powder River Basin's operations were able to see a net profit of $1.45 per ton on 21 million tons shipped. The Powder River Basin mines showed outstanding performance and are expected to continue that trend. Health information of over 160,000 Wyoming residents has been exposed. The news record says a Wyoming Department of Health worker mishandled information from as far back as last November. Anyone affected or with concerns should call the Wyoming Department of Health. Gillette and Campbell County residents will vote in a special election August 17th to decide on the formation of a community college district in the county and will use the county's electronic election equipment to do so. The news record reports the estimated cost will come in at about $40,000. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. If you thought yesterday's weather was good, you're going to love today. Temperatures in the area are expected to reach 83 due to a warm front moving in from the west. The warmer temperatures, although welcome, aren't anything unusual. The record for this date was 87 degrees set in 1997. Public health orders concerned with COVID-19 have been extended by the Wyoming Department of Health for another 2 weeks. Educational institutions will continue to require face masks and social distancing. Indoor gatherings of more than 500 people can be held at up to 50% of capacity. Although it's been announced that Peabody Energy CEO Glenn Kello will be transitioning out of his position by the end of August, there has been no word on his replacement other than that a search both inside and outside the company is underway and that the process is still ongoing. Kello has been CEO of the company since 2013. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.